a phrase that you used in the other day was skillfully adding to an unpredictable situation. And I thought that was very, it's very interesting, very curious. And of course, that's what you've been talking about here. But could you continue, like maybe, like that kind of that clarity of conduct and view, like how that frees one to contribute skillfully to an uncertain situation?
Well, I think there's a certain confidence and clarity and. And also one is tuning in, as opposed to, you know, going through one's list of fallback views and kind of positions. So one's attuning to this situation. So then, skillfully. Being it, because sometimes it's important to say to act or to do something it's similar to that. What comes to mind is how the Buddha say answers questions. You know, that's a really good, there's certain questions that are it's appropriate to give a categorical answer. Sometimes it's appropriate to ask a counter question. Sometimes it's important to clarify sometimes it's important to just not answer, just not deal with it. So that similarly in situations where, you know, sometimes it's important to wait. Sometimes it's important to do something or say something. Sometimes it's important to be do something, but to be very cautious and plant the seed, see where it goes, and then follow up on it. And sometimes you have to be willing to go ahead and make a commitment or something, and sometimes you need to be ready to pull back as well. But still, it takes more than just a tentative nudge. Sometimes things need a push. So, knowing that it's unpredictable, uncertain. Again, that Ajahn Chah's, it's uncertain. but there is a trust in this Dhamma Vinaya, and you see just over and over again that it works, and even when it doesn't. That doesn't mean that it's just one's own skill level wasn't up to match to the situation, or the situation was intractable. So having that confidence and clarity of what is useful, when is it important to be forceful or to push something, and when is it important to wait or hold back or be willing to watch and gather more information. Because sometimes that makes us uneasy. I just want to do something. Yeah. And sometimes, let's just watch this for a bit, see where this goes. And then you get a bit more clarity of what might be more useful. So part of it is that skillfulness is also. There's a certain intuition and experience that's helpful. But yeah, a certain trust in the Dhamma.